Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ralph Grogan, who's president and CEO with Bentley Print Street. Ralph, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp.
Good to be with you. I hadn't talked to you since you've taken the reins at Bentley Print Street. I thought it might be good for you to give us a little bit of background. You've been in the business for a long time. I know that you've actually been on the West Coast before with Monterey, and prior to that, you were with Lee's. So why don't you fill us in?
Well, great, Kemp. Yeah, today is my one-month anniversary with Bentley, so I've been on the job here for 4 weeks and very excited to be here and working with these great folks out here in Southern California. And you're right, it's the second time I've had an opportunity to work out here in California. I was with Lee Carpets when they were part of Burlington Industries for most of the 90s, did a lot of different jobs with Lee's, and the opportunity came available here in 2001 to run the Monterey operation when they were purchased by Tandus in 2001, and came out here from 2001 to 2005 and ran the Monterey operation. And then after 2005, as you know, we moved the Broadloom operation from Southern California up to Nova Scotia, and at that time was in Chattanooga with Tandus, and spent the last year with the good people at Invista and had this opportunity come up a month ago. So very excited to be back in Southern California again.
So you're back out on the West Coast, and you're running this operation. I think at Tandus, your role was operations, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. From 2006 to 2011, I was COO of Tandus Flooring and ran the product development, sales, marketing area of Tandus. And this role obviously is a little more responsibility, having the president and CEO role of Bentley. Have a lot of great people surrounding me to make the task and the transition a little easier.
Right. Most people know that Bentley Print Street was part of Interface, is now owned by Dominus Capital, and one of the partners there is Mac Bridger, who used to be with you at Tandus, right?
Correct. Mac is the one that hired me as the president of Monterey back in 2001, so reuniting with Mac in this endeavor as well.
Okay. And we're expecting some big things from you guys now that you're back where you can be entrepreneurial, no longer a part of Interface. I know that you're looking at some branding decisions. You're looking at some bold product moves. And even at Neocon this year, you've got a new space on Kinsey. Is that right?
That's correct. We have hit the ground running here, Kemp, and have a lot of stuff going on. As you mentioned, product development and product introduction are going to be a big focus for us this year. So we're working very hard on the product front. We're doing some branding work that we'll be unveiling at Neocon with some new looks for Bentley Print Street. And at the same time, our website needed some refurbishing as well. So we're working very hard on our website, very hard on branding, very hard on product. And it's going to culminate for us all at Neocon this year in Chicago, which we're very excited about. And we needed a bigger space than what we had at the Merchandise Mart. And so we were very fortunate we found a space directly across the street on Kinsey Street, right beside the Kinsey Chop House. We've got a new showroom that we're working with TVS out of Atlanta. Steve Clem, who you know, is leading that effort to, you know, come up with a great showroom concept for us. So all the product work and all the work with branding and the website, that's all going to have a great show for us at Neocon this year with our new space directly across from the Merchandise Mart.
And I know that you still are maintaining at least a little bit of a space on the 10th floor. I think you've taken the Fortune, the old.
Yeah, we're in the old Fortune space. Yeah, you know, we wanted to keep a presence in the Mart, and you weigh the pluses and minuses of doing a temporary space during the show or having a permanent space for the year. So we just decided the best thing for us was to keep a small permanent space. So we'll show some of our product there at the Mart, and then we'll certainly be directing people to our larger space right across the street on Kinsey Street.
When you come out to Bentley, you certainly join some strong resources out there. There's a strong team already, but it looks like as a new, just to use this metaphor, as a new head coach, you're bringing in some new assistant coaches. I just saw where you're bringing in Jim Harley, who's going to serve as COO, right?
That's correct. Very excited to be working with Jim again. Jim is one of the better manufacturing minds in our industry, and we have a lot of great manufacturing people out there. I would put Jim up at the top. He and I, it's a great relationship for us. He and I actually worked together at Monterey. He was over manufacturing at Monterey and president of Chroma Systems when I first moved to California in 2001. So Jim and I worked at Monterey together and my entire time at Tandis. So Jim and I have worked together in that role. And then the other unique thing about Jim is that Jim was at Bentley from 1982 through 1995, so he has a long history. He was one of the key components in the growth of Bentley in the 80s and early 90s, so it's sort of a homecoming for him to be back at Bentley. Jim's a unique person. He's originally from California. You don't find a lot of those people out there, and Jim's originally from California, and he has all his family out here, so he's very excited not only to be joining Bentley, but to also be coming home. So it's very fortunate for all of us here at Bentley that Jim's going to be able to join us, and he's going to make a great impact on the company.
And another assistant coach you've brought in on the design side, another veteran from Monterey, is Todd Vandercrook, right?
Yeah, Todd's joined us as well. Todd actually joined a little bit before I did, and so he has hit the ground running. Another fantastic addition to Bentley. Todd and I worked together. I was instrumental in hiring Todd in 2001 to Monterey. So like Jim, Todd and I have worked together several years, so the chemistry of getting everybody together, we've hit the ground running. Todd is an outstanding talent. We're very fortunate to have him. Todd, I compare him to, you know, Jack Michigan, who was very instrumental in the growth of Bentley and on the product side. Todd's the same way. Not only can he design carpet, but he's a true mechanic. I mean, he understands what tufting machines do. He can tinker with the machine. He's a true, you know, total package as far as the design part and the mechanical part of tufting. So with Jim running the operations part for us and Todd designing products for us, yeah, I think there's great days ahead of Bentley as we grow this business. The other thing I'd like to mention with that, Kemp, is, yeah, you mentioned Mac and Dominus, and yeah, we have a fantastic ownership group. They want to invest in this business. I mean, we've had our budget meetings for the year. They see the growth opportunity that we have, the opportunities we have to invest in technology, be it in tufting machines, be it in backing, being in many other things that we can look at. We have a very excited ownership group to work with. So I feel like all the pieces are in place for Bentley Prince Street as we move forward the next several years.
Okay, great. Well, listen, we're expecting some really big things from you guys. You're no longer, you know, part of a big corporation. You're nimble enough to make some creative and risky moves as far as looks, and you've got a strong brand.
We're very excited about that. I mean, there's a lot of passion around the brand here and in the company, and I'm just thrilled to work with the folks that have all this passion to the brand. And you're right, we're big enough that we have substance, but at the same time, we're small enough that we can be nimble and make very quick decisions. And I think that'll be one of our competitive advantages in the marketplace and hopefully capture market share.
Okay, Ralph, it's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Ralph Grogan, who's president and CEO at Bentley Prince Street, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.